the future of healthcare. After speaking all about the definitions, the control measures, implementation of marketing plan, let us do a deep dive in the future of healthcare. And this is more of an information. So I will be reading most of the things because this is more to create an awareness, what you need to do kind of things. So let us dig dive. Transformation of healthcare marketing. You know, healthcare marketings face extremely challenging rules and regulations because healthcare industries are governed by very strict rules and regulations. It's vital for them to find a creative and innovative ways to market their healthcare organizations while protecting the well-being of the organizations. According to FutureScan 2016 to 2021 report, the healthcare field is similar to the retail industries in many ways. Let us deep dive. For one, the consumers are always shopping for the best healthcare services and insurance plans. Secondly, just like in retail, consumers want to know what kind of experience they are going to find or they expect from the healthcare product or the provider before selecting them. Finally, the consumers are exploring their options by conducting extensive online research to understand the unique experience offered by each healthcare provider. Even to a certain extent, if there is a cost available in certain website, they're even considering the cost to acquire those services also. So that's the biggest point out. The healthcare marketing has become more consumer-centric or more patient-centric in its approach. Engagement and appeal to the masses as the pandemic forced the healthcare to move from physical to the digital and virtual realm. The question remains is if pandemic or if COVID-19 wouldn't have happened, would the healthcare industry change what they are changing today? The question will remain, maybe not now, maybe future it would have done, but since the change is here, we have to adapt to it. The marketing landscape in healthcare has changed dramatically in the last decade. The topography has shifted from outdoor to the realm of the digital and the virtual world. So typically, initially in hospitals specifically, outdoor patient was given a prescription and a recommendation to meet a doctor inside. But now it is digital and virtual, so it's not the only way. With so many ways to find healthcare information online, consumers, patients are embracing this modern mode of attaining information and they're loving it. It's not the fact that they're not loving it, they're loving it. And with the rise in online healthcare shopping has been the most explosive popularity of online ratings and review sites. These sites provide public forums for consumers to express their opinions. So there are forums where you can express your opinions about a particular healthcare organization or a hospital and explain their experiences with a brand. To leverage this behavioral shift, it's now essential for all or every healthcare marketer to prove to consumers that they can trust and rely on the healthcare provider for the organization that you're working. The importance of the customer reviews, has made them into tools for lead conversion and useful content features throughout the marketing funnel. And with customers' new need for transparency, honest reporting of patient experience, data has become a must to meet consumer needs. And again, you know, that core circle, what we did in the marketing audit, consumer needs. Though in all, marketing efforts would revolve around enhancing the customer experience. So your marketing campaign, your marketing plan, your marketing ideas should focus on the customer's experience or the patient's experience or the testimonials. For the prescription for mobile success, the ubiquity of mobile devices has made it easier than ever for consumers to search more, to go online, to shop for healthcare products online. As a result, mobile marketing has become a top priority. Common mobile marketing tactics are widely in use. The future will demand forming savvy creative partnerships to produce more engaging mobile experiences. This is specifically important because more and more decision makers are turning to mobile devices to search, research, and purchase online. Amazon, I haven't purchased a single product using my laptop or my desktop. I use my mobile. Practo is absolutely user-friendly in mobile devices. So think before what you're getting into. Attracting the consumers will call for developing content and apps that hold a prospect's attention, create a positive impression, and make the healthcare brand truly memorable. So again, the prospect's attention, prospect's positive impression, prospect's need everything is revolving around that. Your content and the app should revolve around that patient's need, patient's want, patient's attention, patient's positive impression, so that the healthcare brand is truly memorable. You know, the vital need has created the market for influencers. Who can be your influencers? A patient can be your influencers. So the rapid growth of digital healthcare research has given online influencers a major role in the healthcare inquiries and decisions. Online influencers can help healthcare marketers by promoting and sharing the products, services, technologies to educate prospects and encourage them to research these options. You know, most important point out here is when you're selecting an online influencer to work with you, it is not always a number game. It is always better to choose a few highly respected influencers than use any every influencer in an industry. Research with the online influencers trusted by the target audience, then search for the niche sites and the publications that reach your target audience. Try to work with these influencers rather than simply seeking out the ones that the most online followers. What I'm trying to say out here is, just because he is an influencer doesn't mean he will be good for an healthcare industry. So do a background check. Whether he has been an influencer before for an healthcare industry. Does he know how the healthcare industry functions? Does he know about a hospital business? Does he know about a patient care program? Does he know about certain medicines? Does he or she know about other aspects? So search for the niche sites and publications, then reach your target audience and try to work with these influencers rather than simply giving them the task. See, healthcare marketing experts should use these strategies to get a healthy response to their marketing efforts. So the future. First, healthcare sector itself is going through a huge change and a huge growth in the last few years. Secondly, the spend on the marketing are seeing an increase from 5% to 7 and 8% of the total revenues. It's huge. With the startups entering the scene, the pocket share of the healthcare investment is only going to go up. So you have a big, big role to play. Traditionally, India's healthcare system was dominated by hospitals and clinics. True. 5 years ago, 7 years ago, the entire healthcare system was dominated by hospitals and clinics. And the physicians who are operating in the clinics and hospitals. While they remains of the dominant feature of the current healthcare system, but there is a trend of rapid change in the new players, e-labs, home care providers, health tech companies, e-pharmacies. E-pharmacy is one of the biggest change in the healthcare industries. I was told by one of my friends who is working in an e-pharmacy that 70% of the current prescription is catered through e-pharmacies. This new ecosystem within healthcare is consumer-centric. See, I mean, by now it should become a Bible. It's a consumer-centric. It's constantly innovating in order to grab the market share. If you shift even 1% focus out of consumer-centricity, you will lose a huge chunk. You know, one of my friend and I was speaking to from my knowledge parlance that how do e-pharmacies typically work? You typically upload the prescription and then it is delivered. He said there are a lot of processes. The first process is after uploading of the prescription, what is my TAT for the response team? So there is a communication being sent to the customer or the patient that what is the time you need? The delivery, and there is a series of forms to be filled up. Second, if it's an acute medicine or a chronic medicine. So if it's a chronic medicine, then they look into on a timely delivery. I was told by one of the 1MG, because there was a 1MG guy who came to our society, and I just, see, it's an inquisitiveness from my side to know more. So I asked him in typical local language, you know, how do you operate and all these things. He said, it's same like an aggregator app. You want to order food, you have a list of food restaurants who are registered with us, and there is a kilometer wise distance and a delivery time along with a star rating of their delivery system, so you can choose from them. Currently, because we are e-pharmacies, we do not have much chemists registered with us. It is very less, so we are getting it from wholesale most of the times and delivering them, but we are keeping it as a warehouse level. So that means they are even changing the process as we go along. So they're constantly innovating and they are customer centric. It's like That's what the one MG person said to me, and said to me with this due diligence that, don't get me wrong, sir. You remember Domino's once used to say that we will deliver within 30 minutes or it is free. For us, it is not 30 minutes, but there is a timeline. Otherwise, the entire medicine is free. I do not know whether it's actual process or not. I have not seen their website. I have not learned from them. It is how, it's a word of mouth. So today, if ask me anyone, I would go for 1MG or other, any e-pharmacies is that. But my point is, they are customer or consumer centric. And the impact of digital media. See, the public may have start being wary of the motivation that drive the influencers they follow since health is very, very different from fashion and travel. But still, imagine if you can get an influencer who is also a chemist, shop owner. And just an example, it is widely, remotely not possible, but think from a perspective. If you get an influencer who is tech savvy, digital savvy, and yet is a owner of a chemist shop, imagine the amount of knowledge you will bring as an influencer, if you can get it there. So, you know, things are changing. It might not be a fashion or travel, but things are changing. Today, if you go to a booking.com app, you get everything. I have a app called Avis Car Services. They have four options. One, self-driven or chauffeur-driven, domestic and international. So, accumulate of the four, how they are operating. They charge you a premium, but people are using their services. So, the new reform in healthcare marketing is taking brands to new orbits. Marketing directly to new consumers by subverting the initial gatekeepers and moving away from the highlighting features and amenities to talk about the reasons, the add-ons, the luxuries of coming to any brand is what the new market and new demographics demand. Imagine using an app, you can find a doctor within a 1 kilometer radius. Initially, word of mouth. Brands need to find different marketing tools to create the next level of growth. You cannot create or cannot depend on one tool. It can be a content marketing, digital marketing, social media, mobile, emails, website traffic, but you also should be mindful of the hyperlocal nature of the healthcare. You know, that thought process of hyperlocal, is it nearby to my house? I'll give you one aspect of a pharmaceutical prescription and their sales. I go to a doctor which is, let's say, 5 kilometers away from my house, and I take the prescription. I come to nearby to my house, and there is a chemist shop which is a retailer, and buy medicines from them. So the physician or the clinic which is nearby there loses the business, but here gains the business. So that's the hyperlocal nature of the healthcare market. The technology, the content, the search engine are all critical, but the old marketing techniques to improve them, you know. See, it's not that you are subventing or, you know, deleting the old marketing methods. No, the basics still remains the same. The marketing techniques, the marketing way, the methods are new. So there is a SEO, there is a website, there is a app, there is something called as digital marketing. So technology can be leveraged to improve the efficiency of traditional marketing methods. But it is the best to caution brands against doing away with the traditional forms of marketing altogether. So please understand, the traditional forms of marketing is not just at a pocket. You know, it still remains the same. I have to give a TV advertisement, the content and everything. But end of the day, I'm trying to find new tools using technology. It can be digital, it can be an app, it can be a website, it can be an influencer. Whichever you can think of. But the core of that marketing remains the same. The methodology of the marketing is still traditional. Only the thought process is changing. Initially, it was a product-centric marketing. Now, it is a patient-centric marketing. Initially, it was more from a hospital or an organizational-centric marketing. Now, it is more of a patient care program marketing. So, these are the changes. Basic of the marketing still remains the same. Creating an awareness or a trial or improving patient awareness. Currently, patients have countless options when it comes to choosing healthcare services and providers. And trust me, you can go to Google and type how many insurance companies are there in India. One of the rules by IRDA is if you're an insurance company, it cannot be dissolved. So if a company creates or lets IRDA know that, you know, we are unable to operate, we are getting loss month after month, IRDA goes to a company who wants to buy the insurance company and do a venture. Like Reliance doesn't have a direct insurance company. So Shriram Insurance Company, if I remember it correctly, was going to heavy losses. Reliance came in and bought that company. So what I'm saying is, there are so many number of options available for a patient or a consumer. The only way the healthcare brand can truly be distinguished is establishing a well-differentiated service proposition and a marketing strategy adapted for the dynamic and unpredictable digital era. Once again, it's a traditional marketing with new tools. It's a traditional marketing with a digital era and unpredictable era. The most important way we can think of the race of digital supremacy, healthcare brands must use new marketing strategies to maximize return on ad spend, which is ROAS, return on advertising spend. Investing in AI chatbots, huge, huge investment is going on. Eye-catching videos, informational blogs, patient experience stories can help brand managers to create a different brand and different from the competition. Imagine if you feed the AI chatbots with the question and a directive way to get the information what is doing, you have generated a lead. Because that patient is looking for AI chatbots to know where to go, which he would have already asked a question to his or her relative or a friend or a word of mouth campaign. So if there are new ways, then what is the future of strategy marketing in healthcare? Once again, from a marketing professional point of view, it is all about fresh ideas and making a great leap forward, DNA research, gene therapy, new pharmacology-based answers. The best healthcare delivery is doing little to resolve access issues, stabilizing the finance and controlling the utilization. That's what you as a professional has to think through. You cannot just think through by saying that, you know, I've created a marketing campaign, I cannot control the Salesforce performance. No. Today they are telling you that if you create a marketing campaign, you should be responsible to generate sales out of it. So that means everything is going. So health science is making leaps and bounds. You know, you have to read all these things, the gene therapy, the DNA research, the new pharmacology based answers. There is a website of a London-based journal in medical science. You can type London-based journal medical science. Every medical research, new drugs, trials, human trials is being put in there. And you can take a reference. It's a huge reference. So, you know, what I am trying to tell you is, as a marketing professional, you should not stick only to the marketing ideas. You should expand your horizon. You should expand your thought process from the thought process of what can I do more to control the utilization. As said by Ian Morrison, and Ian Morrison put it very bluntly, and I'm going to quote him. That's why I'm going to read that, and that's what I put it in bold. Strategy innovation has stalled in healthcare. No one has really envisioned a radical new future for healthcare that combines compassion, caring, cure, and coherence. Look at the words. Compassion, caring, cure, and coherence. The four C's of the future of healthcare. You should have compassion in what you're offering. You should be caring in what you're offering. It should be cured also, and it should have coherence also. When you integrate all, that's the future of healthcare. As a marketer, you cannot leave any of the C's around. You cannot say, okay, I'll only take care of compassion and caring. Cure and coherence will take care of itself. No, it has to be from your side. You know, marketing in healthcare has a checkered past. Sometimes it was useful, sometimes it was not. Sometimes it was seen as an overhead cost. Now, marketing professionals has a narrow understanding about healthcare because these professionals were often not considered as a team player. And keeping that in mind, marketing is going to need to prove that deserves a place at that table in the healthcare industries. And you are the people who can prove them wrong, that, you know, marketing plays a pivotal role. The elements of you as marketing professionals. Okay. Now, the future leaders in healthcare marketing is the core. And I will talk about four intervening circles. One, be the voice of the market. Earn the role versus the assigned role. Accountability, be bold and have ideas. Now, if I take this into a descriptive fashion, be the voice of the market. Now, I'm not saying you should become a Harsha Vogle and have you know, debate forums and all these things. But when you launch a marketing campaign, it should become the voice of the market. Oh, wow. This guy did a marketing campaign which created n number of patients for my hospitals. That's the voice of the market. You cannot stick to only the assigned role. You have to earn that role now. You know, a lot of people ask me, Gabriel, sales is given so much of priority. Why not the other profession or the role is not given priority? I said, they always stick to the assigned role. I've been asked to do this, I'll do this and go home. They do not take a step ahead to earn that role. That, you know, I created this for which you generated. Yes, there are certain marketing professionals in the pharmaceutical industry who has created. I know a person who worked in a pharmaceutical industry for 33 years. He was the person who actively launched the azithromycin molecule in India. When I asked him that, what did you do? The first thing I did, and in those days there was no digital marketing. So what he did was, he went to the doctors he knew and he started speaking about that molecule. By the end of the month, because generally a medical executive by target have to meet 10 doctors in a day or 11 doctors in a day. So by the virtue of meeting 10 doctors every day, whether new or old, he percolated his information so much that doctors started asking him, okay, are you saying truly you are launching this brand? Are you coming up with a new brand? What is the way? Is there any conference happening? So instead of assigned, he earned that role of launching it. And by doing that, he became the voice of that market. He took accountability. He took accountability that I will generate this many number of prescriptions. So from your standpoint, you have to think, how can you create accountability in yourself and your team or in that marketing campaign so that it raises that voice? It creates that kind of plethora of awareness to the patients that they start walking to your organization. And most importantly, be bold and have ideas. Nobody thought about the Fabiquick ad before the ad happened. How many of you remember, most of you might not remember the 1986 Lyril ad. Look at the Cadbury's ad campaign. They change their campaign every time. Every time. And every ad of theirs is a masterstroke. Whether it is Shubharam, whether it is Diwali, whether it is celebrations, whether it is specific moment, whether to start the day. You know, as simple as there is an advertisement which really touched my heart. There are two advertisements of Cadbury's. One where a political leader is accompanied by his security guard to check the security guard's daughter's medical results, examination results. And he says that, you know, we are starting for a good future. Why not celebrate? It comes out. Then there was another ad where, you know, a driver gives a chocolate to, owner of a car gives a chocolate to a driver by just saying, you have done so much for me. So just a small token of appreciation. See, you know, it touches the heart of millions. We all know. Do I have to tell you the quality of Cadbury products? No. Do I have to tell you the quality of Five Star or Fusion or whatever Cadbury bars they have? No. Yet they're creating ads. Yet they're touching millions. Why? Because they are bold and have ideas. How do you create an advertisement today? For example, I watched one of the mutual funds advertisement of Dhoni, Sachin and the other guy. And he asks Sachin and Dhoni, how can you be so happy and doing this? By savings, by doing early savings. So I'm creating an awareness. Also, I'm giving an advertisement or becoming the voice in the mutual fund market by saying mutual funds say yeah. See, you know, as a marketing professional in the healthcare industry, these are the four touch points. These are the places where I have to be the voice of the market. I have to earn that role rather than the role assigned to me. I have to have my own accountability that I will do this, which will create a voice of the market, and I have to be bold and have ideas. And this is what they say. When you say the voice of the market, the principal task is the responsibility to constantly strive to understand the views of the marketplace, to bring those views into decision-making process of the organization. That's how you become the voice of the market. That today of my marketing campaign, I created such a thing that it create ravaging reviews from in the demography or the geography that I'm working. And it created a decision-making process in the organization. Okay, can we scale it bigger? That's the voice of the market. It's a powerful responsibility that provides a tremendous opportunity to deliver fresh information designed to help organizations make good decisions. It's a front and center role in understanding and possible and being the voice of the customer. The moment you want to become the voice of the market, become the voice of the customer. That's how you'll become the voice of the market. The marketing principle's value to an organization is its ability to search out and explain customer data, providing knowledge, the first and most important contribution we make to organizations, voice of the market. Earned role versus the assigned role. Participation at the senior management table is a reward for value-added performance. A lot of people asked me when I worked at a CXO level that, Gabriel, what is your biggest achievement in this company? I said, I was participating in the strategy meet with the senior management table. It's the biggest reward you can have because their thought process, their thinking, you have to match your ideas with their thinking. Individuals become part of this team because they have skills and knowledge. Marketing has a deeper understanding of the marketplace coupled with skills that devise the appropriate tactical plan. They will value you as a marketing person. They will tell you, okay, next year, because you have done this, I will improve your budget by 2 times. You tell me, what will you do to make the sales 3 times? That's the reward in itself. Not every time the salary or the incentive, which is the value add. The biggest value add is you're sitting with the senior management team, with the HODs of the hospital or a pharmaceutical organization, and understanding their vision, creating a market plan which creates success. You have earned it. It's not assigned to you. The understanding and applying of the strategy is a skill. You have to develop it. Marketing and the strategy should participate in the highest levels of senior management, just as they routinely do in virtually for every profit sector of the economy. I know a lot of people as marketing managers to sit with the chief business officers, chief product officers, chief medical officers. Why? Because they want to know more so that they can devise a plan for the product. And it works wonders. Biggest reward. No money can ever quantify or quantify that kind of a role sitting on that table. In healthcare, the position needs to be earned. Honestly, because healthcare is an industry where people don't think from that perspective of what is happening, how it is happening. They think from a perspective of it's a overhead cost. But if you can stream up of knowledge about the behavior of the marketplace by devising new tactical plan, matching the customer behavior, matching the customer needs, you want it. Accountability. In my understanding, every marketing executive do have a set of methods that they can demonstrate to the organization or have a set of methods that they can demonstrate for every level as a logical or a reliable or complementing the tools. But that's a skill. You need to have that accountability that, yes, this is going to work. If that doesn't work, I have a backup plan which will help you to work and achieve that goal. For example, these methods can be used to quantify a method for a new clinic or a project a salesperson competition based on performance. You know, I'll give you an example from a pharmaceutical organization. In the initial days, when a doctor used to open up a new clinic, and if the pharmaceutical's medical representative is a client of the doctor, I asked one medical representative, what extra did you do to, you know? He said, I did nothing. I just ordered packets of sweets and I delivered to the first 50 customers, small boxes, to them. I said, how come this is a marketing method? He said, I don't know what is a marketing method, but I know how the customer or the doctor would feel that I am standing there with him and sharing the same success story or sharing the same vision or the same happiness with the patients who are coming. And he clicked a picture of the first 50 patients in that new clinic. And he created a collage, a kind of a 12 feet by 4 feet wide. He made it on his own expenses. He did not ask the company to give anything. the company insisted that you don't do it from your own pocket. And he said, no, the doctor has supported me with writing prescriptions for me for a long time. I should be accountable here also. So he did it. He knew some of the places where it can be cheaper and he put it on the wall. So every patient walked in, asked that question, and the doctor came back to him and said, you did a great job. I have associated with some bigger brands and bigger companies. They only come and share this sample packets and all these things. They don't think about my emotional touch or the empathy. To this date, after the, last update, this is quite some time back. He is one of the highest selling medical representatives of that area. He has now become a zonal manager, but that doctor still remembers him. And this medical now a zonal manager goes to the doctor to have just a chat. How is it going? He doesn't speak sales volume with this doctor. Just saying, do you want anything from me? How new clinic is going? And you know, in one of the times he shared with me over a phone call that, you know, I was speaking to the doctor and because his business was growing, I said, why don't you take a new clinic on a bigger size? So he said that, you know, the business loan might not be done. He knew somebody from a bank, from a local corporation bank. He had a tie up and he said, if this can be mortgaged, because that was the doctor's place, and go for a new clinic. Did he earn anything? No. Did he earn the empathy? Did he earn the accountability? Yes. So again, the choice is yours. For years, hospitals believed that instituting a fresh or a freestanding surgical center was a bad idea. In large part because they were afraid they would lose volume and revenue if the centers started to take hold. Which means if the centers didn't work, there is no revenue. Instead of embracing the concept and retaining market share, they avoided it. No. If you're creating a surgical center, create a bigger marketing plan so that the footfall increases. So be bold and have ideas. Thousands of non-hospital based surgical suites have opened in profitable clinics, such as orthopedics, plastic surgeries, eye services. I visited the eye hospital. In the process, there are multiple tables. And in those, before you go to see a doctor, these people are checking your eye. So the doctor just speaks to you about what is wrong or what is right and what are the specs you need to do. So they are not only decreasing the load on the doctor, they're also giving that open space. So the doctor will always be here because he is not burdened with patients always. Be bold and have ideas. The 14 characteristics of the healthcare system of the future. I will not discuss this because I have spoken at large of everything throughout my last 7-8 chapters at everywhere. For example, adaptation of a sustainable set of core values that allow the healthcare system to adapt changing conditions. We have already spoken. Establishment of leadership in IT and technological linkages with other organizations when we spoke about digital marketing. You know, focus on the management of chronic diseases. How do you do that? The journals, the medicines, encouragement of partnership between hospitals and physicians. I gave you the relationship attitude, the customer service attitude, construction of well-designed facilities, emphasis on prevention and wellness. I spoke about prevention right now a few times back. You know, cultivation of outstanding management, attention to providing superior service, convenience and access, enhancement of performance and processes, necessity of full geographical coverage of the marketplace. So I've spoken at large. You know what I've spoken, but these are the core 14 characteristics of the healthcare system of the future. You miss any of the systems, your healthcare will go down.